Hey, you. Yeah, you. The one that complained that Fun Parts wasn't nearly randy enough. Well, this is Fun Parts After Dark. So put your hair up, take your hair down. I don't care what you do with your hair. Just come on in.
Hello, friends. Welcome back to Fun Parts After Dark,
After
where we
dark.
Grab a random question out of a pile of questions that have been sent in and try to answer it with alcohol in our system. So here's one. It says, in the case of brain patterns changing for adopted children.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Does it stand to reason that this could also be true in the case of stepchildren? Do you know what they're talking about there?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you enlighten the rest of us?
Yes, I don't. I can.
Also, what about masturbation in teens? Sorry, I left that part off. Just kidding. That's not on there.
What happens, there's studies that have been done in adoption that a child's brain pattern and their brain structure changes within 6 to 8 weeks of being in a new home environment. And so part of what that says to me is that, one, the brain is plastic. There's a plasticity of the brain. And it's like, but there's something about environment that helps to shape something. What was the second half of the question? I forgot.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Would the same be true with stepchildren?
Oh, with stepchildren. Yes. Oh, that was actually really an interesting piece that I found out later. And I don't know if I knew when I was doing this one, but one of the things that happens is the more you're in an environment with people, there is an element of connection that happens in brain structure. So like if stepchildren are actually living with a step parent and they're engaging with the step parent on a daily basis, and that's where their main emotional engagement happens. Mm. It ends up altering their brain pattern to be able to connect to that parent, depending upon age. The age span that I read, the studies that I was reading on, were between 7 and 9. Mm. And so there's an element of connection that happens that can actually alter their capacity to bond to. So what in the heck does that have to do with sexuality? I think there's something that's very deep that has to do with sexuality, in the sense that we can be raised in a certain pattern. And if we put ourselves in a different pattern and engage ourselves in a very deep, intimate way, there can be actual brain altering that happens in how we perceive and engage with another human being that can help us to bond
or heal
with other human beings. So sex is incredibly powerful capacity. I want to say vulnerability is an incredible capacity to help us to connect and heal. So
very separate from the parenting conversation.
Very separate from the parenting.
Just to be so clear about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very clear about that.
Yeah. It's mostly just like brain patterns are possible to change.
They're very malleable.
And malleable.
That's the thing that I think is so important, is the brain is so malleable, even up to death. It's up to the last breath the brain is actually malleable.
We're not as stuck as we think.
No, we are not.
Fun Parts After Dark is produced, edited, and mixed by that tall drink of water, Luke Bronner. Our artwork is by the one and only Alan Lusink. This music was composed, produced, and licensed by the fine, fine folks at Blue Dot Sessions. Oh, and be sure to follow us on social media at Fun Parts Podcast. We may just follow you right back. Until next time. So long, friends.